Donald Trump is still avoiding a firm commitment to accepting the November election results if he loses the presidential race to Hillary Clinton. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump said he would accept a clear election result, but reserved his right to contest or file a legal challenge if he loses November 8th. Trump bases his position on his contention that the media and the U.S. election system are rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton. And as WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, Trump supporters in Massachusetts are taking that warning to heart.
It's become one of Trump's go-to rallying calls. The election is rigged. Here he is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire last weekend.
We're going to make history together. Remember, it's a rigged system. It's a rigged election.
And that same day in Bangor, Maine, where he accused the media of being biased against him.
It's a rigged system. And they take these lies and they put them on front pages.
And in Colorado Springs on Tuesday, where he made allegations of voter fraud.
But they even want to try and rig the election at the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt. And you see that. And voter fraud is all too common. And then they criticize us for saying that.
And of course, at Wednesday night's debate, Trump went even further, refusing to say if he'd accept the outcome of next month's election.
For the good of the country, are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense. Okay?
Well, Chris, let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
Among Trump's allegations are that large numbers of non-citizens are voting, that people who are deceased are still listed as eligible voters, and that in several cities, including Philadelphia, many people might have voted more than once in 2012. His supporters are embracing the message.
Everybody's concerned that elections could be rigged.
This is Patrick Walsh, a Trump supporter from Boston, who says Trump is right and voting rules are too lax.
You don't even need an identification anymore to register to vote. I think that the rules should be stricter. I am not at all concerned that Mr. Trump is saying that this is something against democracy, but we need the system to be checked so it's fair and the people's votes count.
Another Trump supporter who agrees is Lou Murray, a member of the Trump leadership team of Massachusetts. Murray recalls what happened 4 years ago when he ran his brother's campaign for county attorney in New Hampshire.
In a town of 7,000 people, we had 700 same-day registrations in Conway, New Hampshire. I mean, how does that happen? My brother lost the election by 660 votes. You know, I scratch my head and say, something wasn't right there.
Maybe not. But Trump's specific charges have been largely debunked. Here's just one example. His campaign points to a 2014 study that found more than 6% of non-citizens voted in 2008. But election experts say the study used flawed data that relied on people responding to an internet survey. Election experts say there are occasional and isolated examples of voting irregularities, but there is no evidence of the kind of widespread voter fraud which Trump talks about that could swing a national election. Here's Alex Kasar, a professor of history at Harvard who studies elections and is the author of The Right to Vote.
What we know about voter fraud in the United States in the last half century, at least, is that it's an extremely rare phenomenon. There's study after study after study indicating that this is a tiny, tiny, tiny problem.
Kasar says the big challenge around voting rights isn't fraud. It's laws that suppress voter turnout, like voter ID laws, which are pushed by Republicans and have the biggest impact on minorities and older, poor white voters. He says laws like these will likely take more votes away from Clinton than from Trump. And Kasar is among those who say Trump's claims of large-scale voter fraud are dangerous.
What he is doing is setting up his supporters to be angry and feel cheated. That can be a dangerous outcome in the wake of an election.
Adding fuel to such concerns are Trump supporters at rallies who talk of revolution and coups, or Sheriff David Clark of Wisconsin, who tweeted out recently, "It's pitchforks and torches time." But Trump supporter Lou Murray of Boston dismisses concerns like these and says fears that Trump's allegations will incite violence are unfounded.
It's like through the looking glass. We have the Republican Party headquarters in one of the major rural counties of North Carolina being firebombed. I don't see the Trump people coming into the streets with revolution after the vote. I see the Clinton people acting with violence and in disregard for the law right now, right in front of our very eyes.
Both the Clinton and Trump campaigns have condemned the bombing, which remains under investigation. But Murray says Trump's heated rhetoric about election fraud is part of a careful effort by the candidate to excite his base to vote, not to be violent. Yesterday, Trump continued to press his case, telling supporters in Ohio that he'll totally accept the results of the election if he wins. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.